KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 44 degrees here in Atlantic. We picked up nearly 9/10 of an inch of rainfall at 87 100ths over the past 24 hours, ending at 7 a.m. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The future of the Behavioral Health Unit, or BHU, at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic will be determined during a meeting early this morning. The CCMH Board of Trustees are slated to meet at 7:30 a.m. in Conference Room Number 1 to vote on whether the facility should remain open or other options. Options to be considered when the trustees meet this morning may include eliminating the mental health unit entirely or downsizing it from 4 to 8 beds. A smaller facility would be relocated to the special care unit after remodeling is complete, if that's one of the options they consider. Hospital officials have said even if the BHU is relocated, it would still cost $250,000 per year to operate. An audit report showed the facility lost more than $344,000 in fiscal year 2011 and used up more than $500,000 in funding. News time is 7:07.
The end of the year is kind of winding down here at Lindeman Tractor. A lot of guys have been trading, pricing. Got a great selection of used tractors coming in on the lot or will be here soon. Something that's been kind of hard to come by is front-wheel assist loader tractors. Recent trades at New Holland TS-110 front-wheel assist with a loader. Also, we recently traded for a real sharp little 5520 John Deere. It's an 04, 4,000 hours on it, a 541 loader. Real nice little unit for the guy looking for the front wheel assist loader tractor. In addition to that, we just got a real sharp T8030 New Holland front wheel assist tractor. This is a 235 horse front wheel assist set up with all the auto steer FM1000 monitor that the guys are looking for. Yields around here have been real good. The guys have been looking for tractors like these, so it doesn't look like they're going to be sticking around too long. If you're thinking about trading, give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
The Atlantic School District's Board of Education will have some tough decisions to make early next year when it comes to the 2012-2013 budget. Superintendent Mike Amstein said last night the 2% allowable growth tentatively approved by the Iowa legislature may be eaten up by cuts in federal funding. A 2% allowable growth for the Atlantic District amounts to about $140,000, but because the Congressional Supercommittee failed to do its work at the federal level, the district could stand to lose up to $120,000 in funding due to automatic spending cuts. Some of the cuts, Amstein says, will affect special education and title program, which is essentially a literacy program for at-risk children, such as free and reduced lunch.
Looking at the possibility of an 8% cut in every one of those programs based on the funding, if that comes about, we can take a look at, in Title I, losing about $20,000 in federal funding in that program. IDEA Part B, losing about $6,000, and then in just special education funding, about $95,000. So you're looking at almost $120,000 in possible cuts to federal programs.
In addition to the federal cuts, Amstein said there will be an increase in the cost of IPERS of 7.07%, which will become effective July the 1st, 2012, and an increase in the amount the district pays for insurance, but how much that will be isn't yet known. Amstein said when the board takes a look at their upcoming budget, they need to look at ways to watch their spending. The good news, he says, is that the district has done some things this year to try and recover funds they have missed out on in previous years, which will help to buffer the costs. The Iowa legislature, he says, may also end up passing additional funding for schools, but it's too early to know for sure. Amstein says also that talks are progressing with the Teachers Association for a reasonable salary and benefits settlement.
I think we're still in pretty good shape, but I'd like for at least some direction from the board as far as what we need to do with our budget, if you want us to protect, you know, certain things, or what goals you might have. Maybe be able to discuss that at our regular meeting in early January, because that's when we'll really get geared up for the budget cycle.
He said that they should also have a better idea of what the teachers' union proposal will look like at that time. Atlantic School District Superintendent Mike Amstein said Tuesday Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green has arranged for an official with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to tour the district's schools and conduct a risk assessment for the various buildings.
It gives us a good idea as far as things that we're in the process of working on, like the access control and video monitoring, those types of things, but also some other items that we might want to look at down the road. So we're very fortunate to have somebody from Homeland Security to come through our buildings and assess our any risks that we do have.
The official will tour the district's main buildings along with those that are off campus, like the Educational Opportunity Center and Atlantic Head Start. It's not clear when the assessments will take place. On the same topic of security, the Atlantic School Board Tuesday approved the first reading of a policy pertaining to the use of video cameras on school premises. Amstein said the idea for the policy came about after he spoke with the board's attorney and based upon an article he read in a recent School Administrators of Iowa newsletter. The school board currently has in place a policy for videotaping on board the district's buses, but there was no policy in place for video surveillance in the schools, even though the cameras have been in use for some time.
Based on that article, there are some specific guidelines that we need to go by to use that video evidence in the event of an incident happening, in the event that we use it for adjudication of a legal or a criminal charge that may have happened on school property. We really didn't have any guidelines for administrators to use. This policy does provide the administrators with that guidance.
Amstein provided an example of how effective video surveillance can be to the district legally. He said there was an incident earlier this year between a student and faculty member. A surveillance camera caught the incident and recorded it. The video was requested by the police department as evidence in the case. News time is 7:12.
The end of the year is kind of winding down here at Lindemann Tractor. A lot of guys have been trading, pricing. Got a great selection of used tractors coming in on the lot or will be here soon. Something that's been kind of hard to come by is front wheel assist loader tractors. Recent trades at New Holland TS-110 front wheel assist with a loader. Also, we recently traded for a real sharp little 5520 John Deere. It's an 04, 4,000 hours on it, a 541 loader. Real nice little unit for the guy looking for the front wheel assist loader tractor. In addition to that, we just got a real sharp T8030 New Holland front wheel assist tractor. This is a 235 horse front wheel assist set up with all the auto steer FM 1000 monitor that the guys are looking for. Yields around here have been real good. The guys have been looking for tractors like these, so it doesn't look like they're going to be sticking around too long. If you're thinking about trading, give us a call here at Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, John Butch Dennis, age 83, of Exira and formerly of Brayton, died Saturday. Funeral services for Butch Dennis will be today at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Ryan Tater Johnson, age 51, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ryan Tater Johnson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Marjorie Detlefson, age 93, of Manning, died Monday. Funeral services for Marjorie Detlefson will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Janice Irene Taylor, age 85, of Oakland, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Janice Taylor will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Nadine Ashmore, age 70, of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Creston. Services for Nadine Ashmore are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Morris Morgan, age 85, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Morris Morgan are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Joseph Frum, age 91, of Avoca and formerly of the Omaha and Shelby areas, died this morning in Harlan. Funeral services for Joseph Frum are pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. That's a check of the news brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.